Outstanding win for the South Sydney Rabbitohs yesterday. And I think, well, I was going to say all league fans, maybe New South Wales fans may not have appreciated Greg Inglis striding out and scoring that 80-metre try, but certainly all the South Sydney and the Queensland fans did. And, yeah, we do appreciate when you see a champion like that get back to some good form. Their coach is Anthony Seibold. He's been good enough to join us on the line after the win. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Anthony.
Just on that, Greg Inglis, how is he coming along? Is there a chance at some stage, Anthony, you'll be slotting him back to fullback?
Oh, Jimmy, we haven't sort of spoken about it, mate. I think, you know, everyone sort of probably can see we're building, you know, and we're improving, you know. We've improved probably over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, we've had some good results in there amongst those performances. So I think, as it stands today, you know, I'm comfortable with where we're at with regards to positions.
Mm. Yeah, Anthony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. You're 4-3 after 7 rounds, and I think everyone agrees that Rabbitohs are playing a really attractive brand of footy. Your debut season as a NRL coach, is it as challenging as you thought it would be? Is it more challenging or daunting? How are you experiencing it so far?
Yeah, I'm just trying to take it, day by day and week by week. I think, certainly not getting too far ahead of myself or ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one thing I probably learned off Bellac was just to have a really narrow focus and your next job is your most important job. So, you know, we've got a review session today over South Maroubra Surf Club. We'll do some recovery and put that game, from yesterday to bed this morning, and then we'll dive into the Broncos after that.
Mm. The style that you're playing this year, very different to what we've seen from the Rabbitohs over the last couple of years. So obviously, that's deliberate. And did yesterday, given the daytime conditions and the dry track, lend itself to that more open style, Anthony? Do you think it has an impact?
Possibly, Jimmy. I think the two performances, probably against Manly and Raiders, where we scored our most points, they've both been day games, although the Manly game was a wet one. But, I think we worked really hard on making some slight changes to our game model and attack, and it's probably been a little bit noticeable, I suppose. But what I was most pleased about yesterday was, you know, we spoke about playing through the Raiders, and I thought we did that really well at the start of the game. But on top of that, we had some good variety and variation on the end of our shapes, which, you know, we've been working on hard at training. And we're still looking for some improvement there. But I certainly thought that our attack yesterday was probably in patches the best that we've attacked this season so far.
Ball control, Anthony. Jimmy and I were talking about earlier, I think for Rabbitohs fans, it's great to see the team have greater ball control this year. Your halves are firing and you've got great strike power outright, obviously Gagai and Inglis in the centres. So how have you tweaked that attack? How have you got the players playing this brand of footy and particularly controlling the footy better?
Oh, there's probably a couple of things that we focus on. You know, our skill development is an area that we really focus on during the season. Spend a lot of time on our craft, our catch and pass. And, certainly we're nowhere near the finished product, and we understand we need to keep improving. But, we've made that a real focus, to try and improve our catch and pass. You know, we brought in a skill development coach in Willie Peters, and I sort of delegated to Willie to work hard with individuals, improving that part of our game. As far as the attack's concerned, we certainly, what we try to do is, have a look at the strengths of our group and how we want to play. And, as I said, we're certainly, nowhere near where we want to be, but we're building nicely. And I think, the most pleasing thing is that, even in the games that we've lost, we've made some line breaks and poked some holes in some sides. So, it's a work on for us, but we spend a lot of time over the preseason focused on both those areas.
Anthony, the tackle from Sam Burgess on Aiden Caesar was a big talking point coming out of the game. Given obviously Sam's track record there, have you had a chance to have a look at it? What's your thoughts on it?
Sorry, Jimmy. I have had a look at it, mate, and I would prefer not to comment about it. I think. I made a mistake commenting after, I think it was the Bulldogs game when there was an incident during the game and I regret sort of saying something in the press after that game. So I'm just going to refrain from commenting around that particular tackle from yesterday.
And I understand that too, because you don't want to prejudice anything But we've spoken about it today, and a lot of it's amazing. If you've got a red and green eye coming through and say it's all chest, and otherwise it's arm. Damien Cook has been
brilliant.
Exceptional. I think we'd love watching him play. Is he Origin class?
Well, he's certainly, improving. And I think, he's getting confidence out of playing 80 minutes week in, week out. So, is he ready for Origin, mate? I'm not too sure, Jim. I haven't sort of had a really good think about that. We've had a bit of a discussion, last week. And Tookie knows that. If he can continue to be consistent, well, then he'll push his case. And you know what? I want our players for rep honours. And because what it does, it shows that as a club, we can help players grow and improve, and that's certainly been, I suppose, my background as a coach, but mate, listen, Cookie, for those who don't know him, he's a very level-headed young guy. He's certainly not getting carried away with the talk, because I understand there has been quite a bit of talk in the media about his prospective sort of selection, and so on, but I think for Cookie, the only thing he can do is be consistent and continue to improve the areas he needs to improve.
Yeah, Cookie's been great, but also you've got some stability in the halves this season, touch wood, Anthony, and in particular, Cody Walker's form. He's dangerous every time he touches a footy.
Yeah, Cody's one that I've known Cody for probably, 5 or 6 seasons now. I actually coached against him in the Queensland Cup in, 2012. And then had him at the Storm for pre-season in 2012, and we had him full-time in 2014 down there. So I've known him for a little while. The thing that I like about Cody is he's sort of getting better with age. And I think he's, matured, with regards to his game. He's a lot more patient now. He's always had that ability, a rare ability. I think he got Queensland Cup Player of the Year in 2013. And, he's always had that attacking spark. But there's a lot of maturity in his game. But his preparation off the field certainly has helped him. He does a lot of things. He does a lot of extras these days. He's certainly meticulous with regards to, getting the coaches to cutting video of, his opposition and he's always forever, in the assistant coach's office and he's working really hard at his game. So it's pleasing to see that he's in good form.
You were with Queensland over the last couple of years. Are you with them again in an assistant role to Kevin Walters?
No, I'm not, Jimmy. That is one regret of getting the opportunity to be a head coach that, I had to sort of stand down from that particular role. I rung Kevy, pretty much the day that I got offered the role. I was probably sort of thinking, I wonder if I could still do both. But, we both sort of said, listen, it's too hard. And being my first head coaching role, Jimmy, maybe, in 5, 6, 7 years' time, who knows, if I'm still coaching, at NRL level. It'd be great to be involved again. I really loved it. I had a couple of series there and I had 5 years with the Emerging Origin program. So, I loved every minute of it. And Kevy was terrific to work with. As I said, just really loved the experience. And it's been a really good, I suppose, grounding for me going to being a head coach as well.
Just looking at that, you're obviously going to be impacted by Origin. As you say, it's a good thing. Now that you're head coach, you might say that reluctantly. What about the test match in Denver? Thomas, George and Sam, I think, would be shoo-ins for the England side.
Yeah, I'd imagine they would be, particularly with their form. All three boys have been very good to start, the season. So, I would assume that they'll be picked for England. To be fair, Kevin Sinfield from England Rugby League has had, some communication with myself and other members of our staff. And the only thing I will say about it is I know all three brothers are very and passionate about representing their country. As I said, from a club point of view, the selfish thing would be for, love to have the test match here in Australia and New Zealand because it's a bit closer. But, I can understand, in some regards that they want to represent their country. Imagine me asking somebody not to play for New South Wales or Queensland.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And, that's a bit further down the track. And as I said, we've been trying to have a really narrow focus. So, we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Well, mate, exciting times. 4 out of the last 5 for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The style with which you're playing is exciting as well. Good luck in that big game against the Broncos on Thursday. And appreciate your time this Sunday morning.
Good on you, Jimmy. And thanks, Ray. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, Anthony.